Om Shanti. Just a brief introduction about Surya Bai, who has been in connection with the Brahma Kumaris for the last 42 years and surrendered his life for the last 39 years, who is a total dedicator and has given his life and served to the fullest extent through his mind and body. And he's actually one of the main instruments to coordinate the Raj Yoga camps that take place throughout the year here in Madhuban. And as some of you may know, he's also the main in charge for the actual kitchen to make sure that things are ticking by and nothing is missing, nothing is lacking. So I'm sure you will agree there's great appreciation to all departments, but especially the kitchen department. And so today we'll be hearing deep insights on how to experience the angelic and how to really make that angelic and bodiless stage. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Those who want to become successful yogi, those who want to become successful great yogi, please raise your hand. All. Are you also ready to do what one must do for such achievement? Because our path of Raj Yoga is the path of intense tapasya. In Hindi we call it sadhana, tapasya, and sadhana, practice of yoga. Without intense tapasya, one cannot achieve everything at this confluence age. So very strong intention must be there in our mind, heart and intellect that we have to achieve everything from God. I remind you one version of Sakar Murli. I think it did not repeat in Murli. Very often it came. It was, Siva Babaji speaking, I give all of my treasures to you children, become empty and go back to my home for rest. So he has come down to give everything to us, everything. It's up to us what we want to achieve from Him. He has given us all treasures and we count them in 9 number. In Indian philosophy, 9 treasures are prominent. 8 Siddhi. Those who know little Hindi, they can understand. 8 Siddhi. 9 Riddhi, Nidhi. Nidhi means treasures. You can note down this Hindi word, Nidhi, N-I-D-H-I, Nidhi, treasures. So people believe, philosophers believe, that a person can achieve 8 Siddhi, 8 powers. And 9 treasures from God. Those 9 treasures we know, knowledge, you can count, first and most important treasure, knowledge, then you can speak, virtues, divine qualities, second one. Third one is power, all mights. Fourth one? time, fifth one, thoughts, power of thought, treasure of thought. Six, brothers will speak, not sisters only. Brothers are silent. Sixth one, no, yoga is the main power. Sixth one, no. Sixth one, you can say blessings, a big treasure, blessings. Blessing of souls, blessing of God. Seventh one, treasure of happiness, a great treasure for human life. Eighth one is purity. And ninth is pure actions, charitable actions, divine actions. These are our nine treasures. Baba gives us all these things and he thinks, now I have done my responsibility, I am free, let me go, let me retire for my rest home. And he lived there for thousands of years. So we have to claim everything. So make your mind, prepare yourself mentally that at this confluence age, I will achieve everything from him. Nothing must be lacking in my life. These all treasures are directly related to our fortune of 84 births. Just in brief, because this is not topic, but in brief, I would say, one, who has got the treasure of knowledge, full treasure of knowledge, he will remain full of wealth in all births. One, who got the treasure of virtues, divine qualities in life, such soul will experience mutual love in all relationships, in all 84 births. One who got all mights from Baba will claim crown in many births. Power means power, crown, throne. One who made the treasure of time successful. Time, did not waste the time. Made everything successful. Time will never deceive them. Time will cooperate them. Time will be cooperating them all the time in 5,000 years. One who got blessings of souls and God will be giving blessings till 2,500 years of bhakti. Those who became very pure will remain the pillars for religion in every birth. Purity is a base, foundation of all religion. Such pure souls will become very famous, that they have very pure character, power of purity. It will be giving peace, happiness, blessings and support to many souls. Those who got full happiness here, they will remain ever happy, ever happy. Those who got the treasure of thoughts, treasure of divine thoughts, although it is related to knowledge. Power of thought, treasure of thought. Actually, one very subtle and deep philosophy we should remember always, Baba's words are, thought power, treasure of thought, determines your fortune. Who determines our fortune? its power of thought, treasure of thought. So we will be achieving the highest fortune all the time if we collect power of thought, treasure of thought here. This is the connection of our future births. So we have to gain everything from Baba. Method, we know, churning of knowledge, it will enable us, it will make us full with a treasure of knowledge. Power of thoughts, very subtle thing. We have to slow down the speed of our thoughts. We have to collect the treasure of divine thoughts. Then thoughts speed will become slow. Once thoughts speed is slow, we become very powerful then. People used to say, I don't know how they say, that when we were deities, the speed of thoughts in our mind was 10 thoughts per minute. I don't know how they came to know it, but I think it's right. Because nowadays, in a normal state of mind, a man creates 25 thoughts per minute, approximately. If one gets tense, then 30 thoughts per minute, 35 thoughts per minute, 40 thoughts per minute, and then thought energy is wasted, men get tired, mental tiredness. So we have to practice very good yoga for all these achievements. One other things I would remind you, we have lot of love for Baba. Baba has more love to his children. Because of this love, we want to cooperate with him all the time. It's our deep desire of our heart that we should cooperate God in his divine task. Do you think so? Then, throughout the cycle, after silver age, he will cooperate with us. He gives return. So it's our deep intention of our heart. We must cooperate in his divine task. See, once God comes down on this earth, one who is almighty, one who is capable to do everything, just with a thought, he can change this world. If he create a thought that tomorrow heaven must come down on this earth, this Kali Yugi world will disappear, heaven will appear here. He has got such power. Still, he asks for the cooperation from us. That, oh my sweet children, cooperate with me so that I can bring a change in this world and Baba's versions are, those who remember me 8 hours a day, don't get tense please to listen 8 hours, be light. Those who remember me 8 hours a day, they are my most cooperative children because they spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might in this world. And these three kinds of vibrations play most important role for the transformation of everything of this world, including nature, atmosphere. So those who want to give support to Baba, they must increase their yoga chart. I am not saying 8 hours yoga chart, but at least 4 hours yoga chart a day. I also not say that you should sit for 4 hours. No one can sit for 4 hours a day. 1 hour a day, then karma yoga. In beautiful awareness, consciousness, If we practice such things, then our yoga becomes very natural. About this yoga, I would say two very simple things to you. Very simple. One is, just be aware most of the time in your life, Almighty is with me. Simple word. He is my companion. He is with me. It should be a real intoxication for us. I give you an example. Suppose the president of your country is your relative. So you will be always intoxicated that president is with me. I need not to fear. I need not to bother. There is no problem in my life. If anything comes, I will give a phone to president. Cooperation will come, help will come immediately. Likewise, God, the Almighty One, who is the supreme power, He is with me. If anything happens, He will send His help to me. Have full faith about it. Try to give this thought inside again and again. Let it print into your subconscious mind. I am not alone. Almighty is with me. It's a great kind of consciousness, higher consciousness. It can make us fearless, free from all worries of life. Second thing, you know that Hindi word, Baba Mera Hai. Those who understand this word, please. Baba Mera Hai. It means, Baba belongs to me. Baba Mera Hai. I share you that experience of my life of 35 years before. Once, here was a yoga bhatti of mothers in Madhuban. History whole you know, hardly 50-60 mothers attended that bhatti. Avyakt Baba came down. On seeing mothers, Baba started to speak that, oh mothers, remember one thing, when you were doing bhakti, you used to ask me that, O God, whenever you come down, please make us your own. Means, accept us at that time. And I have accepted you. I have not noticed that you have become vicious, you have become sinful, you have become very dirty. I did not notice it. Whatever you are, you came to me, I accepted you, that you belong to me. But one great thing, which you had never asked me, I have done that too, and Baba spoke, sitting on thy stage, that I also became yours. Hindi word are most beautiful. Main bhi tumhara hoon. God says, I belong to you. I am for you. Beautiful words. I am for you. In Hindi, God says, Main bhi tumhara hoon. Tumhara means yours. I also belong to you. Main bhi tumhara hoon. So whatever I have, it's for you. My all powers from today will work with you. I have given all of my powers to you. So I was highly intoxicated on listening this. God is saying, I belong to you. Then, Baba mentioned one thing, In bhakti, I think, in all religions in bhakti, things must be the same, but I know about Hindi religion. It has been mentioned in our mythology that some devotees tied God into the rope of love. They tied him, but the rope was rope of love. Baba added one thing, you can tie me in the rope of love and write on God. God is mine, mera hai. We have got right on Him. So these two things are most important. So feel that Baba is mine, mera hai. Such closeness, such love, such right, we must feel always. I used to talk to Baba in the beginning, in early days of my Madhuban's life. I used to be on the terrace in Madhuban, talk to Baba, that, oh Baba, because in this life I was in the search of God. I read so many holy books of Indian philosophy. I wanted to know who God is, how He is like. So I used to talk to Baba, that, oh God, I was imagining, you are like this, you are like this, you are like this. Philosophers and scholars had created fear in my mind that He will punish you. You must have fear of God in your mind. So there was a distance, a big distance between you and me. But when you came to me, I experienced that you are so sweet. You are the ocean of love. You love me so much. You belong to me. You are also searching me. Now, we have become one. We both came close to each other. Now I have recognized you. So, this was the chit-chat I used to do those days in my mind and used to enjoy. That God, about whom philosophers and scholars think a lot, they say so many things about Him, so many different types of conceptions, philosophies are here in Hindu philosophy, because Hindu philosophy is very famous in the world. Simple, critical, both kind of philosophy are here. 18 mythological books are written about the stories of God, Sri Krishna, Sri Rama, and so many others, gods and goddesses. So now, when we came very close to Him, we all experience that He loves us very much. What's your experience? It's right? Always remember it. Two things I would say to you, you can note down, can make a beautiful board and can put in your home. God has become pleased to me. He is happy to me now. So get full benefit of His happiness. He is pleased. He is happy to me. Use your divine intellect. How to take full benefit of this opportunity that God is pleased to me now. Second thing, He loves me very much. Write down in big letters. Keep looking at it. It's not so that if we make any mistake, He doesn't love us. His love is unconditional love. For God, it has been mentioned, His love is unconditional love. But when we make mistake, when we don't follow His Srimad, suppose we miss Amrit Vela, So, we have guilty consciousness at that time, and this consciousness gives us the realization that probably Baba doesn't love me. But he gives more love, so that next morning we can wake up. Once, Baba has mentioned one very deep thing, it's the deep philosophy, that Baba doesn't look at your defects or weaknesses. Why? We know God doesn't look, neither pick up nor look our defects, our weaknesses, our demerits. So Baba answered, if I look your defects, it means I will put a stamp on your defects. A stamp. And then you will never get rid of those defects. So Baba never looks at anyone's defects or weaknesses. He gives always love to everyone. He gives love even to his devotee children, to his bhagats. And those who have accepted Baba, those who have true love of heart for him, those who follow purity, those who cooperate to him in his divine service, he definitely gives lot of love to them. So always accept this truth. If sometime there is the feeling that God, Baba doesn't love me, just make yourself free from it. Cancel this thought. No, he is the ocean of love. These subtle, small defects are negligible for him. These things are negligible for him. If we make a small mistake, it's nothing for God. It may be everything for us, but nothing for him. So his love always comes to us. Feel it. So because of this love, because he has lot of love for his children, so we children must think definitely that we will fulfill the pure desires of our Baba. When he gives so much thing to us, it's our responsibility to fulfill his pure desires. His pure desires are for our benefit, not for his benefit. So again, I would say, prepare yourself mentally that you will do everything in order to make fast progress. We all noticed from last Avyakt Murli, Baba was not emphasizing on service plan. He was again and again saying, make the plan for your own progress. Do you remember? When many wings of Indian brothers and sisters were there, all stood up, six wings were there, a spark group was there. He was insisting on self-progress. In one of the Avyakt Murli of this season, he had mentioned one again wonderful point in front of us. He put that you just reveal yourself, glorify yourself, means come in your perfect stage, achieve your perfect stage soon, automatically, very soon, peace will be established in this world. Peace, establishment of peace is waiting just for your perfection. Once you achieve perfection, darkness of this world will be removed automatically. Vibrations of peace will spread out everywhere on this planet. You will need not to do anything once you glorify yourself. Because about this glorification, three steps are here. We must know these things. three steps are there. Glorification will take place in two forms. One thing, glorification of great souls, victorious jewels, eight jewels. Second, and then at the end, glorification of Shiv Baba will take place. Once Shiv Baba is glorified, everything will end. So here are three steps of this glorification. First step is that soul will accept this is my number without having any doubt. Means glorification of self in own mind very clearly. I am a victorious jewel. Mind, subconscious mind, consciousness, which will accept this truth. Second step, Brahmin family will come to know that this is a victorious jewel. And third step will be, entire world will come to know this is a victorious jewel. Then Baba will be glorified. So first of all, our numbers must be very clear in our mind, in our intellect. I am this. No doubt, I am this. Full faith. So for these all things, we have to practice yoga. We have to practice yoga. I came to know that today evening you will enjoy Yoga Bhatti. So now I would keep some practices of all these stages in front of you so that you can enjoy those all things when you come here and sit for meditation. First of all, this is such a thing I want to teach this to entire world, Brahmin world. And that is to invoke Bap Dada down. Hindi word, Bap Dada ka Ahavan. Ahavan. Just to call him down. Ahavan. How to do, what to do? We must have full faith in one thing. Listen very carefully, very useful practice for our whole life. We must have full faith that whenever we ask him to come down, immediately he will come. Do you think so? He will come down? Immediately he will come down. So just talk to him very lawfully, like this. Oh, Baba, you have given me new life. You have given me happiness in this life. You have given me a divine fortune. I love you very much. Please come down. I want to see you in front of myself. You are my true friend. I have prepared bhog for you, for mothers or brothers. I have prepared this food for you with deep love of my heart. Yes, please come down and accept this food. And then see a vision that Shiv Baba starts to come down slowly and slowly. See now, Shiv Baba from soul world is coming down slowly and slowly. His divine rays are spreading. He came in subtle world. Enter the subtle body of Brahma Baba. Now both are coming down. this divine angel is descending. Divine radiation everywhere. Entire sky has become full of his divine light. Coming down, came down in front of me. Bap Dada are standing in front of me. Their divine rays, powerful rays are spreading in my home. Receive drishti from him. See that Baba put his hand of blessings on my head and gave a blessing, child, be victorious. Feel his presence for a minute. And this way, if you invite you 5 times a day, see what will happen. God will come in your home, in your office, in your business center. His powerful rays, pure rays will spread out in your home. All problems of your home, all obstacles of your business, all problems of Maya will end. Even bodiless souls will not dare to enter your home. If they anywhere you have such problem in your life, just invite Baba 5 times a day. Almighty will come down and experience will be excellent. Did you like this practice? Very good practice. So whenever you come here at evening and you start your yoga practice, start with this. Talk to Baba. Don't think I am soul, I am this. No. Just directly talk to Baba. Invite him down. Now those are formalities only. I am a soul, I am peaceful, I am pure. It gives nothing. And we still keep repeating every day. So change your method. This is one practice. Second practice. Now I am beginning with powerful practices, not with simple practices. Baba is giving us this feeling. It's the point of deep realization that, oh my children, all souls of this world needs the help of your sakars, of your vibrations. All souls of this world needs the help of your vibrations. Very, very, very much need of your pure, powerful vibrations. Remember this thought. Baba's version. And just think, I have to give vibrations to the world. 4 types of vibrations we will have to give to the world. Not for today, I am speaking for your whole year's program. You can make such a plan that 2, 3, or 4 times a day, you can give vibrations to the world. Time may be 5 to 10 minutes only. Is it possible? Can you manage in your Laukik life 4 times a day? Once in the morning, once evening night, 2 times. When you go for your job or when you come back from your job, you can settle your time like this. 4 times, everyone must be determined to spread the vibration in this world, because now first thing, tension is increasing in this world day by day. Everyone is tense nowadays. So in the atmosphere, there are the waves of tension everywhere, stress everywhere. So keep a thought in your mind, I have to give the vibrations of peace to the world so that everyone becomes stress-free. A big service. Tension is increasing day by day. Because of this tension, heart patients and many other diseases are growing day by day, increasing day by day in this world. Doctors, all other psychologists, psychiatrists are unable to do anything for this world. We give the vibrations of peace to the world and the tension will be released. What to do? So when you think to give peaceful vibrations to the souls, first practice, I am a peace house. Start with this thought, I am peace house. From each part of my body, peace is spreading out, vibrations of peace. Be in this feeling at least for 10 seconds. 10 seconds only. Then do this practice from Baba. Rays of peace are coming down to me for a minute. For 10 seconds, go into the world. Again for a minute, receive peace from Baba. For 10 seconds, give to the world. Do this many times, 8 times or 10 times. Mind will become fully stable. Other thoughts will not enter in your mind. This will be the practical experience. Second time, if you can do for 10 minutes, it will be better. A good service for humanity. Second time, here is lot of pollution in nature and in atmosphere. It's because of impurity everywhere. I have to give pure vibrations to nature and to atmosphere and to human souls. Method is, first thought, I am an angel of purity. Feel this way, I am sitting on lotus flower, I am an angel of purity. Pure vibrations from each part of my body are spreading out, going to the world. Be for 10 seconds in such feeling and then do the same practice from Baba. Pure rays are coming to me for a minute. Then for 10 seconds they are spreading out in the world. Again for a minute. Pure vibrations are coming from Baba, for 10 seconds going to the world. So it will be the donation of purity to the nature, to the atmosphere and to human souls. And we must believe, because we are in the roots of kalp tree, because we are the ancestors of all human beings, so our vibrations go immediately everywhere, to every soul. It's our subtle connection with the souls and with the nature. I used to think, many things, Baba is asking us again and again to give vibrations to the world. Why he himself doesn't give vibrations to the world? He can give. If he give vibrations for 1 hour, entire world will change. But he asks us again and again, do this, do this, do this. Reason is, now listen to the reason, deep reason, subtle philosophy. Karma is just simple thing. Because we are the ancestors, because we are the gods and goddesses, so we are related to all souls of the world. Bhava directly is not related to all souls of the world. So his vibrations will not reach. And if they reach, people will not receive them. But people will receive our vibrations immediately because we are related to them. Did you follow? So he asks us again and again, give vibrations to your devotees, give vibrations to the peaceless souls, help with the devotee souls. Third time for 10 minutes, have a thought in your mind, I have to give power to the weak souls. Power, vibrations of might to all weak souls. And sit in the feeling, I am sitting on lotus flower, I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, vibrations of might are going to the world. Be in this feeling for 10 minutes, then same practice, from Almighty, receive vibrations of might for a minute, give for 10 seconds to the world. Receive for 1 minute, give to the world for 10 seconds. This is third time. Fourth time, sorrow, misery, problems, troubles are increasing in this world every day. We are master of two words Baba use. You are the master remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness. Create this thought in your mind and then practice that from me sakas is going to the world. You can create a vision that from here, from forehead, just fountain of rays, vibrations is going to the world like this in front side. It's going like a focus, like a fountain. And the sorrow of human beings is being removed. So it will make our mind very strong. More and more we give to the world, more we receive from Baba. It's automatic. Give and you will receive double. You give for 10 seconds, a small thing, you will receive big amount of everything. So this way, today evening, you can do this service 4 times. Peace, purity, might, then sakas to remove the sorrow. Would you be able to manage this way in your life? I would say with the experience, it will solve all problems of your life. Sometime, a person thinks, oh, 4 times, 10 minutes. Hard. We are very busy. No time. We are always in rush. Always, I have to go to office, I have to do this, I have to cook food, come back, tired, what to do? We must know one fact. Man has become busy because of the fast speed of thoughts in mind. A person is very busy because of waste thoughts in the mind. If you cool down your mind, you will experience you are not busy. I remind you one line from Avyakt Murli. Baba has mentioned, if your mind and intellect become refined, divine, means free from waste thoughts, you will be able to do 1,000 times more work in the same time. This is such a powerful full thing. Such a big energy of mind we have got. But because we waste that energy, so we have to spend double time for the same work. But at least we can experience in our life if we don't waste our thought, if we don't allow fast speed of thoughts in our mind, at least you would be able to do double work in the same time. In 1 hour, double work. You can experience it, and you will experience you are always free. So this way, if you spare 4 times like this, 40 minutes only, you will experience that your efficiency increased a lot. Your willpower will increase a lot, and you will enjoy your lokic work, your life. Make your mind that you have to enjoy your work, your routine. It may be very fast, that you have to do always quick, quick, rush, 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 all the time rushing. But keep in your mind, I have to enjoy it. When you are cooking, enjoy it. When you are driving, enjoy it. So divide your work, your routine, and enjoy everything. Now sit on lotus flower and give the vibrations of purity to the world. Third practice. First was to invoke Baba. Second was giving vibrations to the world. In order to make our mind stable and to enjoy Swadarshan Chakra. You know Swadarshan Chakra? Cycle, to spin the cycle. Swadarshan Chakra. Baba used to say one thing, become the embodiment of higher consciousness. Swadarshan Chakra means higher consciousness. And one very subtle philosophy, the practice we do of any higher consciousness practice we do, its sanskaras, its vibrations come to us automatically. So I would remind you the practice of 5 forms. Do you remember? First form is eternal form, eternal point of light, nirakar, bodiless. Second, mothers must speak. Second, no angelic. Second, brother is speaking. He remembers all these 5. Second, in soul world, we are soul, incorporeal, then we came down, we were deities. So original form, for 2 eras we had been deities, after that in copper age, in dwapari, in iron age, we had been worship worthy. Third form is worship worthy. Devotees had been worshipping us in temples. Fourth form is that we are Brahmin now. And 5th one is we will become angel. So I take one example first of all, the 5th one, angelic stage. I used to remember one thing. When Shiva Baba came down in this world 70 years before, he had given one vision to all children. But children were very small at that time. All these dadis were very young, 5 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, 12, 15 years old. So it was very hard to understand those things. He had mentioned everyone's perfect angelic form exists in subtle world. Your perfect angelic form is existing in subtle world. It's waiting for you. You have to become like this. You might have heard one story of Brahma Baba. I think it's the story of 1967. Baba was sitting in his hut in Madhuban. One baby came to Baba, young girl, very young girl. She used to go into trance. Baba asked her one question, that you just go into the trance again and try to see what is difference between me and that Baba. Because he was a young girl, he did not understand such things. What is the difference between me and that Baba? She went into trance there in Baba's hut. Came down, brought this message, that Baba, you are very simple, very ordinary. That Baba, he was very divine. He was wonderful, divine radiation. You are nothing. He was baby, he was saying, you are nothing, Baba. So Baba became introvert. Oh, still, here is a big difference between me and my perfect form. And from that day, Baba was lost just in remembrance all the time. Last 2 years of Baba, 3 years actually last, when Mama left her body, after that 3 years, Baba did intense tapasya, deep tapasya, all the time tapasya, nothing else but tapasya. Then again, when that girl came to Madhuban, again Baba called her, mentioned same thing, go again in trance, see what is difference between me and that Baba. And then that girl went into trance, came back and mentioned, now Baba, yourself and that Baba are quite similar. So we must also visualize our perfect angelic form in subtle world. Just now try to visualize your perfect form, which is very divine. Divine radiation are there, which is absolutely pure, combined to Almighty all the time, which is double light, like lighthouse. And when you are able to see this divine angelic form, have a thought, very enjoying thought, that, oh, my perfect angelic form, come down and enter within me. Me and you are one and same. And this way you will become divine. This is to invoke the perfect form. In Avyakt Murli, Baba used to say, invoke your perfect stage. Call it down. If it's hard to see in subtle world, in front of you, you can see. Just 10 feet away from you, that your perfect angelic form is standing. It's 1 foot above the earth, double light, can fly anywhere, can go anywhere, golden radiation, from up above, Baba's rays are just coming to the angel. This is me. And then this angelic form start moving towards me, entered within me. We both became one. This is my perfect angelic form. Will it be easy for you? It will give divine experience at the same time. So today evening, all have to invoke perfect angelic form like this. In the beginning, Baba, invoke Bab Dada, donate vibrations to the world. Then, five forms, practice five forms. First form is, I am a soul. Feel that I have entered this body. This body and me are separate. Four, five thoughts you can give to yourself. These thoughts are very good thoughts. I am a soul. I am sitting on the throne of forehead. First thought. Sit on the throne of forehead. Second thought. I am the master of this body. Feel it. I am the master of this body. Then, I am the master of all sense organs. Then, I am the master of all powers. I am the master of my mind and intellect. This is self-sovereign. I am self-sovereign. King of my own self. Master of my own self. Feel like this, and then you can visualize, I am a soul here. I am pure. Pure vibrations are spreading out from me. I am peaceful. Vibrations of peace are spreading out from me. So thought and visualization, both things should be practiced. Second thing, original form, deity form. Just now, we have to experience it. We know, for thousands of years, we had been in deity form. For how many years? How many years? 2,500 years. Not for 1-2 days. For thousands of years. Think deeply. Not for 15 days or 30 days or 100 days. For years and years, birth after birth, we had been deities. So it's very clear that all divine sanskaras of deities are here within me. Complete deityism is hidden inside me. I used to say, suppose Baba choose 10 sisters out of you, 10 sisters, and make you into a deity for 30 days. What will happen after 30 days? Would you like to become deities for 30 days? What will happen after that? You would not like to become a human being again. You will say, Baba, keep us in this form forever. And time is coming now when He will make us into deity forever. And we can use this word, forever. So this is, here is a big difference between our tapasya and Brahma Baba's tapasya. Brahma Baba had lot of intoxication of his future right from the beginning. From the first day, as soon as he came to know that he is going to become Sri Krishna, he was highly intoxicated. So much intoxication he had that people could see Sri Krishna within him. He used to get disappear and Krishna used to become appear. It was not a magic, it was because of his intoxication. We don't have intoxication of our future. Now, change this. We know Brahma Baba knew that he was Krishna, but we also know that we had been deities. It's not so that we don't know. We know we all had been deities. So go in your first birth. Just now let us practice. Feel that I left this body, entered my divine body. Feel yourself now, I am in divine body. I am sitting on throne, double crown on my head, divine body. I am completely pure and full virtuous. I am a deity. This is my fortune. World is the world of gold. Nature is very pure around me. I am in golden world, among deities. Om Shanti. This way, we should go in our first birth, so all sanskaras of first birth will emerge in our life. We need not to fight against sanskaras. Go in your first birth, and all sanskaras of first birth will come in this life. Easy effort it is. Third form is worship worthy form. For some double foreigners it becomes little difficult, little hard to experience it, but we have to make it easy now. You know, you have seen in India many temples. Have you seen? The statue of Durga with 8 arms. Have all sisters seen this? Brothers have seen the statue of Vishnu, even in pictures, you see even in our pictures, with 4 arms. Durga, Durga, Shiv Shakti, riding lion. Would you like sit on lion? So powerful, so fearless. So just image this scene, I am Durga. Brothers should image the scene, I am Vishnu. And think that all devotees of this world are looking at me. They are seeing my this divine form in divine insight. I am worship worthy. Thousands of devotees are standing in front of me. I am in the temple. Devotees have come to me with so many desires and expectations. From my forehead, vibrations are coming out, going to the devotees. These vibrations are fulfilling their desires. I am worship worthy, most powerful. loving, merciful, great soul. This is the practice of our worship-worthy form. Fourth one is Brahmin form. Why to practice Brahmin form? We are Brahmin, we know. Brahmin form means we should be aware of our achievements and greatnesses of our self-respect. I am Master Almighty. I am with God. Now my part. I am playing my part with God. He has become my father, teacher and Sadguru. I am so close to Him. And make a vision in your mind. Baba's hand of blessing came down on my head. Feel that Baba's hand of blessing is here on my head. From each hand, 8 rays of 8 powers are spreading in my whole body and mind. This is how we have to practice Brahmin form. Last one is angelic form. We have to practice angelic form. We have discussed in the beginning. This way, in your yoga practice, in the morning, every Amrit Vela, at least 3 times, you should practice 5 form. Soul, deity, worship-worthy, Brahmin, angel. First of all, like this, just in 3 seconds, then 10 seconds. Soul, be in that for 10 seconds, deity, for 10 seconds, all 5 forms. Then 30 seconds each, then start other yogas. This way, all problems of morning hours will end. Sleepy problem, tiredness, no thoughts, waste thoughts, no enthusiasm at that time, no experience. There are so many problems for Brahmins every morning. Someone's morning time becomes full of problems. Whole day is free from problems. Morning time full of problems. So if you practice 5 forms, 3 times, 5 times, all problems will finish. One thing I would add, someone told me in this season, one sister from foreign country, that in her country, medical science have made one new research that white rays has got most healing power. White rays. So if we give white rays of purity to our body, many diseases can finish from our body. Many kinds of weaknesses, bad energy, toxins can go out from our body. So method is the same, that from Baba, white rays of peace are coming to me in the soul for 1 minute, and then from soul, they are spreading in whole body, going to the painful part, removing the pain, create such thoughts. Again, for 1 minute, white rays are coming to me from soul. For 10-20 seconds, they are spreading in whole body. This is also very good practice to get a healthy body and to increase purity. Because body has also become impure, we have to purify our body too. This way, I hope, you will enjoy your evening yoga session today? Do all these practices? Bodiless, angelic, go in soul world, sit with Almighty Baba, touch to Him. It's a very good spiritual drill. Many times you can do, I am a soul, I left this body, went to soul world, touched Baba, became combined to Him for some seconds, for half a minute. Baba's power entered within me, then I came down, entered my body. Again I left body, went to Baba, touched Him, received His energy, came back in the body. It is called a spiritual drill. This way, you can make your yoga very interesting, very entertaining, very enjoying, very easy. I think this is sufficient matter. Om Shanti. Now, let us enjoy one practice again. Lotus flower, I would remind you, I am an angel of purity, sitting on lotus flower. And this lotus flower is floating on the water of ocean. Feel that I am an angel of purity, sitting on a lotus flower. This lotus flower is floating on the water of ocean, and I am giving pure vibrations to the water. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. Become good, successful, powerful yogi.